Deputy Chairman of the Electoral Commission, David Adenzi Kanga, has assured Ghanaians that the Commission has the capacity to handle all electoral issues that generate tension through their Inter-Party Advisory Committee, IPAC. He said one area that has helped over the years is that the Commissioners have been neutral, ensured a transparent process, and asked all officers to continue to be fair to all in the discharge of their duties. Speaking to the media at the Castle of Sue, Mr. Adenzi Kanga asked the EC to continue with the education of Ghanaians on the electoral processes, open interaction with the political parties, and maintain its consensus building.
It is over such issues that IPAC becomes critical, because it has to be discussed. And what is to happen if the equipment fail? What do we do next? That would be a discussion that has to be taken through, and then we all agree on what we do when there is a problem. So that what will happen when there is a problem will be known up front before the election day.
On biometric voting, Mr. Adenzi Kanga assured the electorate that in case there's a machine breakdown, the EC and IPAC would have agreed on a process to ensure that voting is not stalled. He said the reported frequent breakdown of machines during the ongoing registration may be due largely to human error and not the quality of the machines.
It is over such issues that IPAC becomes critical, because it has to be discussed. And what is to happen if the equipment fail? What do we do next? That would be a discussion that has to be taken through, and then we all agree on what we do when there is a problem. So that what will happen when there is a problem will be known up front before the election day.
Retired Deputy Commissioner of EC David Adenzi Kanga, he served the Commission for 19 years.